Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 3 of the Technocritic podcast. Yes, we are back for another episode of the pod where we talk about tech beyond the spec sheet. Okay, so today's going to be a little bit of a shorter episode because, for one thing, I'm on spring break, and again, I have not been recording episodes on time, so this is what's happening, but it's still related to tech, so it really doesn't matter. This is an episode I've been planning on talking about for a while now, and I kind of want to talk about it now, so we're going to do it. So, today, we're going to be giving you guys my updated thoughts on Android. Oh my god, yeah. So, there's a lot to get into, and there's a lot to unpack here. I don't remember exact episode it was, but it was last season. I talked about how I did not like Android and all my reasons why I didn't like Android. Well, things have changed because now I do have a Galaxy Z Flip that I use almost every single day. And it's quite fun, and I actually use it to run a lot of my social media channels and stuff and kind of have a separate work device, you know, just to kind of keep things, you know, separate and like a device I can turn off when I just don't want to deal with anything, you know. And I like that. It's quite nice. But yes, now we have some updated thoughts and opinions to share with you guys. So that's what this episode is going to be all about. It may be all over the place, but again, that's kind of just how my mind works. Sometimes my mind is all over the place, and this is just kind of the place where I talk about tech, and I don't really care about, like, aesthetics and everything like that, and whatever, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, all right, let's get into it. Let's talk about it, and let's talk about my feelings on Android now. I'm not going to get into why I got the device, because, I mean, I feel like I already talked about it on my TikTok, and I've talked about it on even on YouTube as well. So I'm not really going to get into it because that's a waste of time, and I don't want to waste anyone's time right now. I just want to kind of talk about my experience with Android again, because, I mean, it hasn't been that long. I've had a like side Android phone that I use, like I just did for customization and shit. I didn't use it that much because the phone was so slow, and it was just a bad, really cheap device that sucked, and there was no reason to really use it. And now that I have like a premium Android device and it's a foldable, I like it. There's things I like about it, and I love the customization and everything, but like also at the same time, now that I have access to both, I literally gravitate towards Apple like 10 times more. So let's get into that. Let's talk about that first. So the first thing I'd say that I actually really do like about Android is, of course, all the customization that you can do. That is my favorite part. I think that is what Android is strong at. And I admit, like, Apple definitely does need to step up in many regards to customization. But even though I have access to all this customization, there's just some things I just don't really care that much to customize. Like, some people go, like, off and they customize every single aspect of the phone, from the font to, like, the launcher, to like the way settings work, to the way that sound works. Like, there's things that I care about, like aesthetics wise, I will definitely edit and I will definitely use to my advantage, but I'm not gonna go too ham on it because I don't have time, and two, I don't have the patience. And that's one thing that you have to have when you use Android, is you have to have patience, especially if you're used to iOS and Apple and you're not used to Android. You need so much patience in the world, and like that patience kind of makes you also go, like, why am I even bothering? Like, what's the point? Like, what am I really gaining? I'm gaining a couple cool ways to customize my phone even further. For what? All this fucking drama that I have to deal with and everything? Like, for what? What am I really giving up? And do I really care that I am giving this stuff up? Honestly, that's the tea. That's the real truth of everything here, is what am I giving up? And why doesn't, like, why? Why? Literally, why? So yes, while I do like all the customization and everything, like I said, I gravitate towards iPhone and Apple more. And I mean, that really does have to come down to just the aesthetics of the phone and the way some settings work and how apps work. That really is the thing, okay? Like, Android can have all these really cool features. Great, awesome, fantastic. Android can send you to the moon. Great, awesome, fantastic. Now that I have access to these things, I still go back to my iPhone. And there's like 3 main reasons why I still do that. The first one is definitely the camera. Now, I mean, I never tried a Google Pixel, or I haven't tried a Google Pixel in forever. Like, I got the first one, and I had that, like, for 2 months. And, yeah, I hated it. So I don't know how the new Google Pixels are, but, like, with even the Samsung phone, like, even the Galaxy S24 Ultra that just came out, like, I've seen videos of it using, like, the camera on, like, TikTok and Instagram and stuff. It looks bad still. it still looks bad. And on this Galaxy Z Flip 4 that came out in 2022, that has a top of, quote-unquote, the top of the line of the camera at the time, it looks bad. It looks horrible. I cannot use this to post content on because it looks so freaking bad. I think it's just the way the color science is, the way that, like, the motion is. I feel like it's like when you film TikToks on the camera in the TikTok app and, like, Instagrams on the Instagram app, it's, like, a lot slower and, like, the frame rate is off and, like, the color science is weird and it's wacky. It just looks bad. Like, iPhone just takes better videos and better photos. I'm sorry. I'm just going to keep saying that. I don't care what people think. That's just how it is. So that was, like, the first main thing. And, like, the other thing is, like, the way apps are on here are, like, worse in a way. Like, I've had things where, like, especially scrolling. Like, scrolling on Android, especially on this phone, like, yeah, it's 120 hertz on Snappy. The way I scroll on here, I have to scroll, like, I have to, like, really, like, force myself to scroll. Like, on iPhone, you can, like, flip through something really quickly, and, like, it's very fluid, and, like, the animations work. On here, I feel like I have to, like, scroll hardly. If that makes any sense. I'm trying to make sense here, and, like, I'm trying to explain this, but, like, I feel like I have to scroll harder on here, which is weird. And that's something with some of the apps. Some of the apps, they just don't work as well on Android. Some apps just aren't as optimized on Android, and that's why I'm still gravitating towards iPhone. And even also, again, like, I talked about the camera, I talked about apps. Then the third thing is definitely aesthetics. Aesthetics, 100%, is just nicer and more polished and better on iPhone for some reason. It just really is. I think it's also mainly because I know how to use iPhone. Like, I've used iPhone all my life, and I know how to use it. I'm not necessarily bad at using Android, but also I don't know everything about Android, so there's things to things. Does that make sense to me, any of you? There's things to things. There's things that work better on iPhone that I think I'm just going to keep iPhone for, like, especially for content purposes. Like, I would not get an Android phone if you are making content. You need an iPhone. It just works better. For some reason, we're, like, what, 17 years into Android, and, like, they still haven't figured this out. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't think they're ever going to figure it out, quite honestly, but those things, those are really the things that I'm kind of like, I like Apple better. I just like Apple better. I don't know. So yeah, I think for me, I'm glad I have both. I think it's cool to have both, but I will definitely still be on iPhone. I still like iPhone better. I think the aesthetics are better. I think the camera on iPhone is better. I think the way the apps work on iPhone is better. I do like the customization, but I would never switch just for customization. Like, I see so many people, like, I see a lot of TikToks and, like, people just being like, you're so trapped when you're with iPhone. You're trapped. You can't do anything with iPhone. Why is that a bad thing? I don't understand why that's a bad thing. Like, people think, like, being trapped and not being able to do everything with your phone is such a bad thing. Why do I need to do everything with my phone? Like, why can't I just trust that, like, the people who work on iPhones know what the fuck they're doing and, like, I'm okay with it? Like, not everything has to be a supercomputer, okay? Not everything has to be super customizable. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with all this bullshit. I just want to have a phone that works, takes good pictures, lets me do customized things that I want to customize, and, like, that's it. That's all I need, okay? And, like, even, like, there's only one real feature that, like, Android has right now that iOS lacks, and to me that's multitasking. I think multitasking on Android is a lot easier because you can have two apps open at the same time on an Android phone, and on an iPhone you can't do that. Like, once Apple does that, which I think they're probably going to do that maybe this year or next year, once they do that, it's over. Like, there's no reason to have Android. Like, to me personally, there's no reason to have Android, okay? Like, iPhone does everything like that. Sure, you can do more customization on Android, but again, why? Does it really matter? I don't know. I'm not too sure, but that's kind of my thoughts on Android, okay? I like it now. I'm glad I have access to it, but I'm still going to go back to my iPhone. I still want to use my iPhone for certain things, and there's no way they can change it. There's nothing really they can do. As far as the Galaxy Flip, now we're going to go into kind of how my opinions on the Galaxy Flip, because, again, this is my second time having this phone. Technically my third time, because I had one in, like, the beginning of end of January, and it had to be sent back because it was not, like, it was broken. So this is technically my third unit of the Galaxy Z Flip, and I have a lot of opinions on that, so we're going to get into that next. So the Galaxy Z Flip, okay, I love it. I think it's a really cute device. I think it's fun. I think it's interesting. It's cool to see unique phone concepts again because we've had such the same shit year over year over year. So when this phone did launch, I was like, this is really cool. I think I would like this. And then I eventually did get it when the Z Flip 4 came out in 2022, but I only had it for 3 days. And that was bad because I was trying to actually switch to it. But now that I'm not switching to it, and now that I have it like permanently, I have many thoughts and I have many opinions on it. I think the main one I want to get out of the way is that if you're getting this phone for nostalgic purposes, the nostalgic purposes are going to wear out so incredibly fast. And that's the big bummer of it, okay? When I first got this phone, I was constantly using flex mode. I was constantly using the front display. I was constantly using it for these really cool things, using this tripod features, all that type of stuff. And now I don't use it that much often anymore. I don't use it often anymore. I think flex mode is cool. I use it sometimes because it is convenient. It's definitely cool. And like if the cameras are really good, I would definitely use flex mode for like a tripod mode and stuff like that. But the cameras aren't that good. So that's the big issue. You know, and like, yeah, I think definitely nostalgia plays into the reason why people buy these phones. Because yeah, they are kind of more convenient because it's a half the size of your normal phone. It's about half the size of my iPhone right now. And like it fits into more pockets and it's like really convenient and really easy to carry around. But I definitely do worry about the durability of this phone 100%. Like when they shipped me this phone, I got it pre-Amazon renewed. There is not a screen protector on it. There's usually a built-in screen protector on this phone. So this doesn't have that. And I don't know how to apply one without damaging it. And like now I'm just using the raw screen. So I'm very worried about how long that's going to last. I do take care of it. Like I dropped it a few times and I got a little bit scuffed up. I'm waiting for a new case because I have to get a new case for it. Because the Samsung case, like I put stickers on and it got all gooby and gunky and it's just gross. So I need to get a new case for it. But I do worry about durability. I think durability is definitely the thing with these flip devices that I'm kind of like, oh, that's definitely a problem. That's definitely going to cause some issues. So we got to think about that 100%. I talked about nostalgia already. Yeah. It's a cool phone. Like, I think the flip concept is cool, but there's definitely things that are like gripes. Like, for one thing, I cannot use this phone one-handed. I have to use it two-handed. Like, literally, sometimes I will open up the phone and put it in my pocket because I don't want to be opening it and closing it all the time. It's definitely satisfying to, you know, shut it. Like, as you heard that, it's satisfying to shut the phone. But, again, I can't really open this phone with one hand. Like, I have to trying to open it right now. I get it kind of open, and then I have to, like, use my shirt to kind of, like, reopen this thing up all the way. I can't really use it one-handed. And also, it's not really useful. Like, if I'm out in public, I need to use it. I'd have to, like, open it up with two hands. And, like, it's just, there's things about it, like, especially, like, the one-handedness is, like, that sucks. The crease, I've never really gotten over the crease because I constantly am scrolling in the middle of my phone. That's just something that I do. Like, I try to teach myself to kind of scroll above or below it, but I'm going to be scrolling on it. And I feel the crease all the time. That definitely does take away from the experience of it. It's not as horrible, but like it does take away from it. Also, if you're using dark mode on this phone, you see the crease so much more often that it kind of does bother you. In certain sunlights, you see the crease. That does bother me sometimes. But yeah, like this is definitely a phone that's like for nostalgic people. And like once the nostalgia wears out, it's just a Samsung phone with a cute little gimmick. That's really all it is. And that sucks. And it's cool. It's fun. It's a unique concept. I'm glad this phone exists. I'm glad I had this phone. But again, if Samsung were to make the Gen 6, there's going to be a Gen 6 that comes out. They fixed the main issue with like the front screen. Like, I definitely think the front screen is cool and useful, but it's not as useful as the Gen 5 that just came out last year that has a full screen for the touch for the front screen, so you can actually use the phone. You can actually use the front screen more often, and it actually is super useful. So I'm glad that they have that, but they definitely need like to have like a way like you can have like, I don't know, if it's like a motor or like if you have like an eject button where you press a button and it flips open on its own. If they did that, that would be a whole lot more useful because you can use it one-handed and like maybe you can press a button and it can close itself. But that would be even more complicated and it'd be more expensive. So I don't know. There's things that they got to figure out. And like definitely the main things are one-handed use 100%. and definitely the cameras. Like, this needs to have the same quality cameras as the Galaxy S-line phones. It needs to have that, especially for $1,000. I don't care if it's a foldable. It needs to have a good camera, and these cameras just aren't cutting it. They're definitely not cutting it. So that's kind of my opinions on the Galaxy Z Flip series and my opinions on Android in general. And I'm going to actually wrap up this episode right now because I have things I got to do and I don't want to keep editing it and stuff like that. But thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you guys want to, you can follow the podcast on Instagram at TechnoCriticPod. So you can follow all the updates on new episodes. We always post about the newest episode on Thursdays, so you can see what the episode of the week is going to be about. New episodes will be every other Friday, like I said, and there's going to be definitely longer episodes and some shorter episodes this season, so it really just does depend. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. My name is Brian Lesniak. You can follow me on all the social medias at Brian with two N's, Lesniak, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter, and on YouTube. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I really do appreciate it, and I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you guys so much for listening. I shall see you guys in the next episode. Bye!